I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Libya's Muammar Gaddafi remains defiant. Today, Gaddafi told supporters in Tripoli that the rebellion against him is part of a Western conspiracy to recolonize Libya and seize control of its oil wealth. This is impossible, said Gaddafi. We will fight to the last man and last woman in defense of Libya, from one end to the other. Meanwhile, Gaddafi's forces launched a land and air attack on the rebel-held port city of Breka. That's just a three-hour drive from the rebel stronghold of Benghazi. The BBC's John Lyne in Benghazi says Gaddafi's forces began their attack on Breka at dawn.
They seem to have moved in and had some success originally in regaining control of at least part of the town, including the oil refinery. And then the opposition say they might launch a counter-offensive. And according to the opposition and according to some independent accounts, the opposition seem to have pushed these government forces mostly, if not entirely, out of Breka. There was talk at one stage that the government forces had taken this place and were moving further east, but that seemed to be a bit of a panic. That's now all receded, and the government forces haven't made much headway.
And so Breka, you say, is just an oil refinery, but that must be pretty significant.
Well, it is significant, except that it's probably not doing much production at the moment. I've just been looking at a map of all the oil production, and a good chunk of it is in the eastern side of the country, already controlled by the rebels, opposition, call them what you will. Although, also, interestingly, one of the biggest oil terminals is Zawiya, the other place which is being fought over most intensely. So the oil assets are being fought over. Whether they're any use in the short term is not clear, because I'm not clear whether the government can actually get any money in from exporting oil at the moment under the terms of the embargo.
Now, if you look at the map, Breka is a lot closer to Benghazi, the rebel stronghold where you're located, than it is to Tripoli, which is Gaddafi's stronghold. Should we read anything into that?
Well, the Gaddafi forces have their main stronghold outside Tripoli at Sirte, which is about almost exactly halfway between here, Benghazi in the east, and Tripoli in the west. So that is their big stronghold. And clearly this was an attempt by them to push east. Whether it was a serious attempt to really start retaking the east, I rather doubt. One suspects it was more of a kind of operation to scare people here, to have a feel, to see how strong the resistance was from the opposition. And I think they found that it was quite strong and they didn't push further east. And what it's also done, which may be counterproductive, is draw a lot of opposition fighters out to that direction. A lot of people rushed out there with only fairly small arms mostly, but maybe heavy machine guns mounted on the backs of trucks, the kind of thing we see in conflicts a lot around Africa. And they've pushed west, and they must surely be tempted now to think, well, maybe we can have a go at going over and having a bash at Sirte, which would be absolutely key for the government to hold Sirte. If they can't hold Sirte, then they really are down to the last stronghold in Tripoli.
In the meantime, there have been calls from the rebels for outside help. What exactly do they want, and who's doing the asking?
Yes, this is a complicated area, but basically they seem to have finally got together and formed what they're calling not a provisional government, but a national council. And I haven't seen the definitive word from them, but I understand they were to call for limited airstrikes. Now, the logic of this is as follows. I think people here would be keen for a no-fly zone. They've seen Colonel Gaddafi's planes being used against them, and they're worried also about air power being used to reinforce, perhaps bring in mercenaries from sub-Saharan Africa. So they would quite like a no-fly zone. However, I think they've now realised the logic that you can't have a no-fly zone without some bombing as well, because the American military procedure certainly would be that they would want to take out the air defences, take out the radars, and take out the missile systems. So I guess they've realised the logic of that, and as a result have asked for limited airstrikes. But I haven't seen the final definitive statement, but I understood that's what this new national council was going to ask for.
Finally, John, some of the descriptions we're reading of the fighting don't suggest a terribly high level of military professionalism on either side. It seems to be more kind of run and gun. Is that what you're hearing?
I think that's my impression as well. Yes, in theory, they've got heavy weapons, there's the odd tank and so on, but in practice, the military here is very run down on both sides. And in practice, it's just going to be really what we see in almost sub-Saharan Africa, people running around in pickups with a heavy machine gun on the back, racing around, and pretty untrained people as well. So I think we might find, and we have seen so far, that there's quite a lot of going back and forth in military control because they're very lightly armed. It's very easy to kind of push them back, and then it's not like, you know, huge phalanxes of tanks dug in. And until they really get to the nub and the inner core of Colonel Gaddafi's forces, maybe either in Sirte or more likely right in the heart of Tripoli, I think that's mainly what the fighting is going to involve.
The BBC's John Lyne in Benghazi. Thank you and be safe.
My pleasure.